My name is Linda Yablonsky, and we're standing in front of a storefront that was once food, a restaurant opened and maintained by artists that was in place from 1971 to about 1974.
Linda Yablonsky is one of the writers, artists, and creative people who frequented food.
Food was a kind of small town oasis. The neighborhood was only populated by artists in those days. There was kind of a survivor mentality. A lot of buildings were abandoned. There was a lot of crime. The streets were dark. They were kind of dangerous. And food was the place for food and real conversation. And I think that had to do with Gordon Matta Clark. It was a different form of socializing. It was more like family. There's nothing that brings people together quicker than sharing a meal and cooking it for them.
Food was a simple, cozy restaurant serving fresh, if eclectic, food. But it was also a kind of evolving art project. Guest artists regularly acted as chefs, creating special menus, part culinary invention, part performance piece. Founder Gordon Matta Clark set a standard by creating a meal entirely of bone marrow. After the meal, the bones were strung and diners were encouraged to wear their dinner home.
They really felt they were doing something new and that it was a way to get out of the artist's studio, the isolation of the studio, and to create something in public that would still be perceived as having a kind of artistic sensibility or make a statement. And a lot of those artists, I mean, they're fabulous cooks. They make wonderful meals. They take pride in their cooking. There wasn't anything like it before. There's been nothing like it since.